Chapter 23. Evening shadows began closing in on a cloudless sky as the sun reddened and began its descent into the west. The stones of Redwall took from it their dusky red-brown hue. Heat shimmer on the flatlands gave way to purplish twilight. Gabriel Quill had relieved Sextus on the wall top. The fat cellarmaster yawned, looked north along the path, blinked and rubbed his eyes before calling across to the west ramparts.
"Sister Serena, marm, what do you make of this here?"
Serena hurried across, shielding her eyes with a paw. She peered short-sightedly in the direction Gabe was pointing.
"Don't know, Mr. Quill. Very pretty, though. It looks like a lot of party lanterns bubble along the path, little golden lights."
Roof Brush came bounding up the steps. He caught the last phrase.
"Little golden lights were? Oh, by the fur of my fathers, sister, those little golden lights are fire. Torches being carried toward the abbey. I'll sound the alarm."
In a twinkling, Roof was down from the ramparts, across the lawn, and up in the half-finished bell tower. Grabbing the wooden cudgels, he began pounding on the hollow log. Thunker, 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 thunker. As soon as the sound reached his ears, Greypatch sent the rope and grapnel brigade dashing into the woods on the east side of the path. Jumping across the ditch onto the flatlands with his own contingent, he stood with a thin smile playing on his lips, watching Big Fang.
"Rasham and burn the gates, eh, shipmate? Well, it was your idea in the first place, so go to it, matey! Go to it!"
Desperation and fear showed in Big Fang's face as the flickering torchlights illuminated it. He knew the elements of surprise had gone with the sounding of the abbey alarm. Furthermore, there were only 7 proper sea rats with him. Greypatch had sent them more to keep the ore slaves in line and watch his performance than to fight alongside Big Fang. Ore slaves and a frightened squirrel? That was all he had with him. Greypatch was trying to get him killed. That much was obvious. Big Fang laughed, a half-hearted cackle that grated on his own ears. He tried to sound belligerent in his reply.
"I'll burn him out, matey, never fear. Just make sure you're there to back us up and rush in when we do."
Sextus and 3 young otters stood with flag over the threshold. Piles of stones were heaped by them, ready for slinging. Friar Alder, with a mixed group of moles and mice, ranged the east and west walls, carrying spears in bundles. They were little more than sharpened yew stakes, but in the right place they could wreak considerable damage. Formal headed a group that was in charge of large baskets of rock and rubble placed around the east and west walls so they could be conveniently tipped onto foe beast heads below. Sister Sage, Roof Brush and Gabe Quill led a small contingent of archers. The abbey was not a place of war. As a result, the weapons were sadly piecemeal, ancient and few. Mellis paced the walls slowly, her gruff, homely voice reassuring the Redwallers, who were all first-time warriors.
"Be calm now. Don't panic. They're outside and we're safe within. Don't go firing or throwing anything. Let them make the first move. Besides, they may just want to parley."
Flag could not help snorting a little.
"Just like a fox parleys with a baby mouse. If you'll pardon me turn of phrase, ma'am."
Mellis nodded confidently.
"They look more like a bunch of sea rats than hungry foxes, though I'm pretty sure they'll find we're not baby mice by any means."
Greypatch walked the far side of the ditch edge until he and his cohort were directly facing the threshold above Redwall's main gate. Big Fang faltered, just short of the gate, and stood undecided amid the bearers of the blazing torches. There was an audible silence, finally broken by Sextus, as he called down to Greypatch.
"What do you want this time, rat?"
Greypatch smiled as he looked from side to side at his sea rats, savage, bloodthirsty and eager, each one a picture of barbarism, decked out in their tawdry finery. They displayed an array of the most fearsome-looking weapons.
"We want this abbey. You might have known we'd come back. Why don't you just give up now while you're all still alive? Save yourself and us a great lot of trouble."
Sextus picked up a sharpened stake and held it ready to throw.
"It's no trouble, rat. Why don't you turn your vermin round? Go back the way you came and save yourselves the trouble.
The sea rat captain decided the time for talking was over. He raised his sword, yelling at the top of his lungs.
And take! Kill!
Saxtus dropped to one side as an arrow sped by his head. Straightening up, he hailed the spear hard at Greypatch. The sea rat saw it coming and ducked. Unfortunately, there was another rat standing directly behind him, who took the hurtling spear straight through his middle. He fell with an ear-splitting scream. The battle was joined.